Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start with an Ellingtonian, even if only a sideman here. That still counts. Prestige Records re-released two late 60s LPs on a single CD and then renamed it a little by combining the titles. Confused me, certainly. I bought the CD only to discover later that I already had both LPs. Oh well, as they say. Still fun to revisit them. Pianist Jackie Byard is the leader throughout. This LP was called Jackie Byard with Strings, recorded April 68. Jackie Byard switches at times to the Hammond B3 for this song, Music to Watch Girls By, originally a TV commercial, then a pop song, and now a jazz vehicle. Alan Dawson was on drums. The strings were Ellingtonian Ray Nance on violin, George Benson guitar, and Richard Davis bass. We're going way back now to 52. You'll know this song immediately. Thank you. It's September 52 at the Rendezvous Ballroom, Balboa Beach, that's near Newport Beach, Southern California. It's billed as Shorty Rogers and his Giants, but is in fact something of a pickup band. I believe they only played two gigs together. Luckily for us, this one was recorded, and by Shorty himself, on his brand new Ampex reel-to-reel recorder. Shorty was, in September 52, in Howard Rumsey's Lighthouse All-Stars, and therefore couldn't use any of the musos that he was playing with, so he pulled together this group at short notice. They only lasted those two gigs, as I mentioned, as almost all of them were to break through as leaders in their own right within weeks of this recording. Listen to this lineup: Shorty on trumpet, as we know, Chet Baker, also trumpet, Jerry Mulligan, baritone, Art Pepper, alto, Wardle Gray, tenor, Bob Inevelson on valve trombone, Hampton Hawes, piano, Joe Mondragon, bass, and Lawrence Marrable, drums. Yes, it was summertime. One of our fave Gershwin songs. One of our fave songs, period. Next album features an alto plus five pianists, but one at a time. Thank you. Altoist Frank Morgan is the leader, although he sits out on 5 of the 12 songs to allow his guest pianists a solo slot each. And it's a collection of the best pianists: Kenny Barron, Barry Harris, Tommy Flanagan, Hank Jones, and here on his own compo Enigma, Sir Roland Hanna, recorded March 92 in New York. Strangely, the liner notes name check a stylist come makeup artist. And these are not men who wear makeup for a recording session. And the liner notes also mention where their clothes came from, including Hank Jones's tie, which was from Buno's thrift store, in case you're interested. Frank Morgan was a protege of Charlie Parker, and in the late 40s, early to mid-50s, he was becoming a big name. Sadly, his hero worship of Parker took him into heroin, and he left the music business for 30 years, most of that time spent in prisons. But hooray, he got clean and returned in the mid-80s with his own bop style, although that wasn't obvious from that duet. Here's Della Reese singing the blues.
Big bands were rocking and romping and telling the truth their way, like Duke Ellington. Abadadadi-ba-doo-wee. Abadadadi-ya-oo-wee. Abadadadi-ya-oo-wee-doo-doo-wa. Abadadadi-ya-doo. Got so weary of being nothing. Felt so dreary just doing nothing. Didn't care if I got nothing. Felt so low. Now my eyes on the far horizon can see a glow announcing things ain't what they used to be. Look at that army fighting to be free. It doesn't bar me, shows me how to go with my head up. Eyes ain't looking low, don't feel fed up. That's how I come to see a victory. Believe me, things they're not what they used to be. No use being a doubting Thomas, no ignoring that Rose at promise. Now I know there's a happy story yet to come. It's the dawn of a day of glory. Millennium, I'm telling you, things ain't what they used to be.
Della Reese on a 1958 recorded Jubilee LP called The Story of the Blues. Della precedes each track with its relevance to the blues. Here it was Mercer Ellington's Things Ain't What They Used To Be, and a great backing band, which had the likes of Charlie Shavers, the Ellingtonian, Harold Shorty Baker, and Emmett Berry in the trumpet section, and others throughout the band of that quality. You'll know right away from the intro to this next song that it's led by the drummer.
Thank you.
Drummer and leader is Philly Joe Jones, and the LP is called Showcase, and it really is. Philly Joe was born in Philadelphia, died in Philadelphia. His nickname Philly was to differentiate him from drummer Joe Jones in the Basie Band. Bill Barron, tenor, Blue Mitchell, trumpet, Pepper Adams, baritone, Julian Priester, trombone, and he wrote that song, Battery Blues. Charles Croker, piano, on that song. Sonny Clark is on half of the numbers on the album. And lastly, Jimmy Garrison, bass. Pianist Emmett Cohen is the leader on this piano-based drums album. But, if I may be so bold, can I recommend that you tune one ear into the bass player? You won't be disappointed.
Thank you.
This is a Sell Alive album, that's altoist Corey Weed's label, and it has the clumsy title of Emmett Cohen Presents Master's Legacy Series of Volume 2, Emmett Cohen being the pianist and leader, but the bassist gets almost equal billing, because, well, because he's Ron Carter. The liner notes to this Pie at Hall Vancouver, it's the Vancouver Jazz Festival, June 2017 album tells us that Carter is the most recorded bassist in the history of jazz, having appeared on more than 2,500 albums. A bunch of this album is dedicated to the great pianist Cedar Walton, that song Dear Ruth being part of that. I must also remember to tell you that Evan Sherman is on drums. This next LP is entitled Sweets and Jaws. So hold tight.
Thank you.
Sweets and Jaws. So you know that Sweets is Harry Sweets Edison and Jaws is Eddie Lockjaw Davis, trumpet and tenor respectively. That song intermission riff was recorded in Paris, Feb 77. Jerry Wiggins piano, Major Holly bass and Oliver Jackson drums. Nuff said. Next, a tribute to the majestic guitarist Tal Farlow. One of Tal Farlow's own compos, Gibson Boy. And I read a week or so back that Gibson guitars have just filed for Chapter 11 in the US. I can only hope that they continue in business, as the name is synonymous with quality guitars. There are six big-name guitarists on this Jan 99 tribute album. We heard Mundell Lowe and Peter Bernstein on Gibson Boy, the other guitarists being Mark Elf, Randy Johnston, Gene Bertoncini and Jack Wilkins. Dennis Irwin is on bass, Idris Mohammed drums. Oh, and by the way, Vibes man Joe Locke pops up on three of the songs. Seems a gentle ballady week so far, and that will continue with another Ellingtonian. Thank you. titled song of an early 63 recorded, somewhat impromptu recording session, in either London, as Tom Lord tells us, or in Switzerland, as the liner notes on this newly re-released Spellbound Music LP tells us. And they go on to say that three British musos met the great Ellingtonian, tenor man Paul Gonsalves, in the bad winter of 62-63, and they decided, no doubt over a few beers, to spontaneously get into a warm and local recording studio. Well, that's the story. And I just bought this LP. I'm absolutely convinced I already have the original one, but my computer files have had a tough time of late, and they informed me that I don't have it. So, to be on the safe side, I bought this Deep Groove re-release. The title song is Boom Jackie Boom Chick, a Gonsalves original. The Jackie refers to Paul's chum Jackie Sharp. Boom is the beat. Chick, well, it's the early 60s. Brits, Pat Smythe, piano, Kenny Napa, bass, and Ronnie Stevenson, drums. Here's a vocal. I must admit to buying this LP on the strength of the Sidemen.
That righteous train is coming. You've got no time to lose. Old engine wheels are jumping. Hop on and lose your blues. I hear that bell a-ringing. She's really coming on. A rocking and a swinging. Latch on before she's gone. Get on board, little chillin', get on board. Little chillin', get on board. Little chillin', there's lots of room for all. Get on board, little chillin', get on board. Little chillin', get on board. Little chillin', we're gonna have a ball. I just hear that boiler clangin', comin' round the curve. A bustin' and a bangin', and strainin' every nerve. Woo-wee, the whistle blowin', you better hop inside. No trouble where she's going, and anyone can ride. Get on board, little chillin', get on board. Little chillin', get on board. Little chillin', there's lots of room for all. Get on board, little chillin', get on board. Little chillin', get on board. Little chillin', we're gonna have a ball. Just catch her as she passes. She'll take you anywhere. No first or second classes. No difference in the fare. If you can dig the rhythm, let all the squares remain. Leave your worries with them. Take that righteous train. Get on board, little chillin', get on board. Little chillin', get on board. Little chillin', there's lots of room for all. Get on board, get on board, get on board. We're gonna have a ball. Get on board. Ooh.
The singer, Patricia Scott. Scott with a single T. She's backed on this ABC Paramount LP by the so-called Creed Taylor Orchestra. Creed Taylor was a record producer and record label owner, as in CTI, which stood for Creed Taylor International. He threw together an orchestra occasionally, well, twice in total, to meet a particular need. And this one bore no relationship to his previous orchestral lineup. This one is exceptional. Phil Woods and Jerome Richardson reeds, Jimmy Cleveland, Frank Rehack and Jim Dahl trombones, with Dick Hickson bass trombone, Joe Venuto, vibes and bongos, Mundell Lowe again on guitar, Milt Hinton and Al Hall on basses, Don Lamond drums. Bob Kenyon did all the arrangements, including, therefore, Get On Board, Little Children, recorded 59. I know we played pianist Jessica Williams last week, but I've just come across this album of hers, and you really must hear this.
Thank you.
Jessica Williams on piano on her own song Second Chance. In fact, she's written every song on this, her second LP as a leader. It's called Rivers of Memory and recorded in Baltimore, 76 or 77. Dave Tucker was on bass and Mark Bradshaw drums on Second Chance. On some of the other tracks, Jessica doubles or trebles on vibes, keyboard, bass, drums, orchestral bells, synthesizers, and even, of course, the Hammond B3. No Amsterdam, no Copenhagen this week, but we do have Hilversum in Holland. That's a Netherlands Jazz Archive album dedicated to reed player Herman Schoendewald. Of the six different recording dates on this album, he varies from clarinet to alto to soprano. Alto here with Oman River, recorded in April 64 in Hilversum, of course, a medium-sized town to the north of Amsterdam. In 1963, various Dutch jazz critics had initiated an award for the singer, instrumentalist, composer, arranger, or any combination of those skills who had contributed the most to jazz in Holland in the past year. Schoendewald won the inaugural award, and this resulted in these recordings being assembled into this, his very first LP, called, appropriately, The Winner. I won't even attempt to mangle the names of the other excellent Dutch jazzers. Last one, sadly, and we're going to hear as much as we can of the Manhattan Jazz Quintet's October 86 version of Lee Morgan's fabulous song Sidewinder. Who's in the Manhattan Jazz Quintet, I hear you ask? Why, Lou Soloff, trumpet, George Young, tenor, David Matthews, piano, Eddie Gomez, bass, and, trying to hog the limelight, Steve Gadd, drums. I do hope you've enjoyed this week's selections and equally hope you'll be back again next week to join me, Mike Wynn, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.